Much of our focus this morning on Morning Edition has been on the State of the State speech delivered in Albany yesterday from Governor Andrew Cuomo. Earlier this morning, we talked with Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown. He was on hand for yesterday's speech. Also present was Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy, and he joins us by phone from Albany this morning. Good morning to you, sir.
Hi, Jay.
All right, Bob, one of the people that was not on hand, and his absence was notable, was local assemblyman Dennis Gabrzak. Of course, he is under duress, to say the least, due to some accusations from female staffers, both former and current. Talk about just the fact, was it a surprise that the assemblyman wasn't there? I would assume most other members of the legislature were on hand yesterday.
Yeah, that's right, Jay, and that's what the story that Tom Precious and I had in the news today was, you know, that this man is facing some serious allegations, but now it seems to have moved a step beyond that to the point where he wasn't there yesterday, he wasn't here in Albany for one of the most important days of the legislative session, the governor's State of the State. It goes beyond that, though, because his staff has not been working in either his district office. I went to his office in the legislative office building yesterday and knocked on the door, but it was locked, and the mail was piled up in front of the door, which means that nobody's been around there. And so, therefore, it's entering a different phase now where people are now beginning to get concerned about whether or not there is the proper representation for the constituents of Cheektowaga and Lancaster that they elected this man to represent them in Albany.
You know, I'm talking to some people who are involved in public relations, and their thought when it comes to crises like these, and I guess that's one way of describing this particular situation, that it's important to address it in the public quickly. That obviously hasn't happened. I'm curious, maybe with some of the people in Albany you have spoken to, you know, what are their thoughts about what's happening here?
Well, I think you hit the nail right on the head, Jay, that people would like to hear what the assemblyman has to say. The majority leader of the assembly yesterday, Joe Morelli, told me, yes, there is a due process here. And that's important, that there is a process that the assembly will follow through an ethics committee investigation and things like that. But Assemblyman Gabrzak has to allow that process to begin, and so far he hasn't said anything. We note in the news today that he is expected to show up on Monday for the beginning of the real work of the session, and we'll see what happens then.
All right, we'll move on beyond Assemblyman Gabrzak to another notable Western New Yorker who seems to be playing out on the state stage, and that's Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown. A lot of discussion about his possibility of becoming the new lieutenant governor of New York State. Of course, it appears that Bob Duffy will relinquish that position coming up. What about that? What are you hearing in that regard? We talked to the mayor about an hour ago. He said there have been no discussions between himself and the governor regarding that, though he did say, the quote, never say never when it comes to moving up on the political ladder. What are your thoughts and what have you heard regarding that?
Well, I think the mayor has probably summarized it quite well. There is not a lot of certainly public talk about this. This is the kind of thing that the Cuomo administration likes to keep very close to the vest, and my prediction is that there be very few leaks about this or any real discussion that will be promoted by them until the very last moment, which could be, you know, as far as into the new year as May. But certainly the mayor of Buffalo has to be considered for this, and he brings a lot of attractive qualities to the ticket. He is the mayor of the state's second largest city. He is African American. You talk about balance on these kinds of things, and that's a good thing in his favor. He has experience in Albany in the Senate and as both an experienced Albany hand and as a chief executive, he probably could be the governor of New York if he had to be. So there's a lot of good things that he brings to the table there, and especially when you think about how really focused the governor is on making an impression in Western New York, the one area of the state that he lost in 2010. There's a lot of things that are stacking up in Mayor Brown's favor here.
All right, let's take a moment now to look at the governor's speech. And I'm curious as to your thoughts as you were listening to that speech. Now, obviously, there's the situation of the governor winning re-election next year, which is by no means a certainty, although polls show that he is, you know, well-favored overall in New York State, not so much so here in upstate New York. But then beyond that, there's the talk about him as a presidential candidate Can you perhaps see elements of this speech going toward that type of national point of view?
Yeah, I can, because, again, I came away with the impression from his speech yesterday of a real, real focus on upstate. And he knows this is the area that is not his natural turf. He knows he's going to win New York City in November without any problem, a very Democratic New York City. But he's got to really work in these areas that have felt disaffected and removed from Albany over the past few years. So I think he really was trying yesterday to show that there is a lot of attention being paid on upstate, especially Western New York. And this is important. If he is to be a player on the national scene, he has to show the nation that he can win in places like upstate New York, which might not be totally receptive to him to begin with. And so I think what you're seeing here is a real push to try to do as well as he possibly can in upstate New York to set the stage for whatever comes along. And, you know, that, as I pointed out many times, including what I will write in Sunday's column, that part of that is just being a good governor. And if you could, you know, it's the old axiom that good government often makes good politics. And I think that's what's at the heart of things here right now.
Well stated for sure, Bob. And as always, appreciate your time and have a safe journey back to Western New York today.
Will do, Jay. Thank you.
Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy with us this morning, calling live from Albany. Of course, he was on hand yesterday for Governor Cuomo's State of the State speech in the state's capital.